I thought I would do like a car ramble because, well, I can't be in my house at the moment. We had a plumbing emergency yesterday, and as it turns out, I can't pee in my own bathrooms, so yeah. And I'm supposed to take a family member for a medical procedure this afternoon, anyway. So I loaded up my cat. I did, sweetie, didn't I? Oh, she's so beautiful. Cats are so much cuter than children, don't you think? Yes. She just flexed her paws at me when I started talking to her. Because I'm her mama. Oh, so when I first started GWA, I used to do these like car rambles. Back when I was active on Backstage. So, where shall I start? Let's see where this goes. Yesterday, I was going through my Reddit and deleting some old stuff because, you know, after 4 years of posting, you accumulate a lot of junk and you don't remember the things you've said. And so when strangers come up to me and like message me about this ramble I did on this day and what was I doing, and I find myself wondering how much information I've left out there. So I don't think I was quite as careful when I first started posting with my private life details. So if someone actually was interested, they probably could listen to everything on my Soundgasm and dox me, probably. I know that's not likely to happen. And as when I post rambles like this, I only get like 100 listens, so I think I'm pretty safe. But yeah, so I was cleaning out all these old posts, like mouths gone mild photos, and yeah, as it turns out, I don't feel safe posting things in certain places in this community, so I like to, you know, stick to this small niche here. Anyway, so I listened to my verification and it was so funny. I was clearly trying to disguise my voice and make it sound sexy, and I just sounded like a robot. So I listened to my GWA Pillow Talk and I think Audio Candy. I was the subreddit that I was using. I have very natural vocal fry, which you guys know because you listen to me. So you know that, like, that's just me. I was trying to hide that in my verification. So it was like, "Hi, this is Delphi and I would like to be verified." So I'm like, and this like really husky, like, I guess it sounded good, but I was like, that's not me. That's kind of embarrassing. "Hi, this is Delphi, and I would like to be verified on Gone Wild Audio." Who is this? Not me. A while back, I did also delete my first few posts because I was embarrassed by them. They're really bad. When I first started posting, Gone Wild Audio had like, I don't know, 50,000 subscribers, and people knew each other. Like, people would like the same people would go around and welcome new verified people, and we would all like comment on each other's audios because, you know, just to be supportive. That doesn't happen now because there's so much so many new people, so much noise. It's not really tight-knit anymore. It's just, especially since the pandemic, it's just like, I'm kind of hoping a lot of people will just get bored and stop posting. And then things will settle down again. Who knows? I don't know. So, and I just had a lot of posts with questionnaires and interviews. And like I said, back in the day when we were all, there's a bunch of us, we were friends and, you know, we were just doing it for each other. But a lot of those people have moved on, deleted, whatever. Got my iced coffee, my pumpkin spice iced coffee. I'm wearing my Uggs. I'm wearing my black leggings. I'm wearing my blazer. I'm an Instagram-worthy lady. I really am. I do have to be careful on one of my social media accounts. I have 129,000 followers, I think, now. Let me look. Let's see. That's why that. Ooh, 142,000. So. Anyway, what else can I talk about? Fucking Nevada. Jesus Christ. It's been 264 to 214 for a very long time now. Just like, Nevada, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Had something else I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember what it was. One of my favorite things about GWA is the writing, because that's really what I am. I'm a writer. I imagine things in great detail. Which means writing is a great escape for me. I've wanted to write novels since I was like a really small child. And I really should be. And I'm trying. That's, you know, that's the goal. That's why I do what I do, so I can, you know, put my passion and effort into things that are rewarding and fulfilling. And guess what? Writing sexy, erotic stories is surprisingly fulfilling. Like, who the fuck doesn't want to do that? So what I do is I get these cheap notebooks. These are cheap spiral, single subject, college ruled notebooks. And I just write my sexy thoughts in them. And once in a while, I have panic attacks thinking that I've accidentally left them in cafes. Hasn't happened yet. But I just fill these notebooks up back to back with scribbles. And sometimes I'll use the ideas, sometimes I won't. But I love writing with like an actual pen. I love the physical feeling of paper. I love the smell of it. So one of my favorite things to do is just find some alone time, put my headphones on, and just start daydreaming ideas. So the current notebook I have is getting full. So we're gonna have to be replacing in a bit. Let's just go through my purse and see what I can. You know those videos you see on YouTube? What's in my purse? So I have a Gucci tote a limited edition Gucci tote with, like, the flowers on it, which you probably don't know about, but... So I've got that sexy notebook in there. I've got my Clever Fox planner, because I love goal-oriented planners. Like I said, you know, I like writing things down. I hate electronic planners. I use them out of necessity, but I really prefer the experience of paper and pen. My lemon-scented hand sanitizer. My Kindle Paperwhite. Oh, my, one of my most prized possessions. Let's see, hear what I'm reading on my Kindle right now. I'm reading for the second time through On Writing by Stephen King. Obviously, he's like one of my... I look up to him. We're only a couple degrees removed from one another. I know people who know him. I don't know him, but I do know people who do. I got some cozy mysteries because I think I've decided that's what I'm going to write. Given my knowledge of British culture and... Another thing you would know if you've listened to all my audios is that... I spent a great deal of time living in England, educating myself, as it were. No. Cozy mysteries. A cozy mystery, if you don't know, is picture Murder, She Wrote as books. You know, small town crime, tight-knit community, no dirty sex, no extreme violence, just, you know, clever little stories. Like, I'm reading one about a woman who owns a cheese shop. And in her little town, these murders occur within her little town, which is kind of funny because that really wouldn't happen in real life. But there are other fun, cozy mysteries revolving around cats. There's a famous one. You might have heard of it. The Cat Who Blah Blah Blah. And, like, this, I think it's Lillian Jackson Braun. Yeah. It's always The Cat Who... ellipses. And then I have a bunch of marketing and blogging books. I'm a Kindle Unlimited subscriber. My wallet, copy of Reader's Digest. Oh, that's my Advil. Liquid caps, extended fast release. And a Dooney and Burke bracelet. And a Reader's Digest, which I haven't looked at yet. I was listening to an audio earlier and there was a car next to me, and it occurred to me, since I was listening to it on my Bluetooth, that he might be able to hear, because it actually, you don't realize how loud what you're playing is until you're outside of your car. That's a little embarrassing. So if you record your orgasms, it is possible that some stranger, other than the intended, has listened to it. I don't know, I think I've run out of stuff to talk about. If you made it this far, God bless you. I'm gonna do some writing.